This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Deb McEwen, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Tucson.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Super duper. What? So you're running. Well, we know you're running for LD2. Tell us what. Give me a campaign update, as we like to say.
Well, I'm running for a House seat in LD2 down here, Santa Cruz County, part of South Tucson, and it's going great so far. I'm running clean elections, and pretty much all qualified for all that. You will see me on the ballot. And I'm looking forward to that. So I've been doing a lot of research and networking and doing everything I think I'm supposed to be doing in my campaign. It feels pretty good.
Tell me about trying to campaign in the last 8 weeks of the craziness of the world. What does that look like? How do you reach out to constituents?
Well, actually, it hasn't been that bad because I, being a healthy person, and I'm fearless, and I get out there, and I will go to meetings. Anything that's open, I will go to. I've been on some webinars and been doing some stumping speeches and videos and things like that. So I'm still getting out there and doing stuff. It's that one-on-one contact that is a little slowed down, a little stifled, but you know, I can always pick up a phone and call people. So I'm fearless and I'm pushing forward.
So the Arizona legislature kind of, you know, they were, because of the corona thing, they suspended their session. They woke up a little bit when they were unhappy with the governor's April 29th announcements or lack of announcements. And then the House went back into session for a little bit last week, try to get a few things done. And then, sad to say, the Senate, with three Republicans jumping on with the Democrats, decided to, quote, end the session. And we're not doing, well, maybe there'll be a special session for it, but we're not doing liability protection for businesses and COVID. So give me the Deb McEwen evaluation of the state legislature the last few weeks.
Well, it's pretty sad and disappointing. I think you'll hear that from a lot of people. Obviously, they hope that they could have gotten some more things done, and hopefully they will pick up that extra session, special session later. But hopefully it's not too late to address some of those issues. I think some of the chatter that's going on out there now is maybe even looking down the road a little bit further with how they're going to be tackling some of these budget deficit issues that are going to be going on for the next few years. We're entering in it now, and it's just on the top of the hill starting to slide down. So what we've got to do is keep an eye on our revenue and taxes and things like that. I think that's going to be a big topic. I would hope that these city and county planners get on board with pushing forward to open their towns and their businesses back up, bring in those sales taxes and revenues, and help these people that are out of jobs and get back on a healthy economic track. It's unfortunate about the liability issue that they were not able to take care of, and I'm still seeing people who are putting out there the fact that they're going to take temperatures of the public as they enter their buildings, and restaurant owners who are just afraid of these liabilities that may be stacking up for no cause. So it's just something to think about and look forward to down the road as to how we're going to handle it.
So when I look on your website and you say the accountability and less government, give me one thing you'd like to get done in the legislature that would fulfill the accountability side.
Well, there are a lot of laws and rules that are out there that are too complicated, and they're too cumbersome. They require more paperwork, more just too much government oversight. That those types of things need to be reduced. And I hope that any bill that comes across my desk or committee, I'm going to be able to look at that and say, well, wait a minute. Let's cut some things out of here and clean it up a little bit better. Make it more user-friendly, accountable towards the people, the working man. Make it easier for the citizens to do things and forget about all the extra things that that become partisan issues in these bills. This stuff is supposed to be for the people. It's supposed to be easy to work with, to help control and protect our rights and what we're doing. And that's where the accountability comes in.
And then my last question for you is, what is the next few weeks going to look as Arizona is opening up more and the ability to see more people? What does that look like for the McEwen campaign?
Actually, pretty good. We have a lot of different events and things. We're hoping to tap into some venues and give them some business, have some meetings and parties and things, and hopefully they will be very welcoming to that. We're trying to be as very accommodating as we can also, and hopefully we'll be able to encourage people to come out and have a juicy hamburger with us and be able to enjoy themselves without feeling threatened or endangered in any way. And I hope that our media, our journalists, our city leaders out there can cut down on some of this fear-mongering. We're still getting that down here in Santa Cruz County. It's still high on their priority to request people to stay home, stay home, stay home. And we just need to start opening things up.
And
we're looking forward to that.
What's your website, Deb?
It is McEwen4AZ with the number 4, McEwen, number 4, AZ.com.
Excellent. Well, Deb, it was good catching up with you again, and we'll talk to you again before primary day, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. That's Deb McEwen running for LD2 on the House side, and McEwen, number 4, AZ.com.